social media can tell you one thing, that it takes a month to do this and a month to do that, and all of a sudden you've made it. You've got all these followers. You've got all this income. Let me tell you, that's not reality. You have to work at it. And to get to the next level, you have to work at it harder than the person beside you.
You are listening to the Built for More podcast. My name is Lane Taylor, and I'm obsessed with hearing people's stories and the value those stories can bring into our own lives. I have a passion for business, marketing, and shining a light on all the good that is happening in the world. I'm a husband and a father that left a decade-long corporate career to pursue my own dreams and passions in the world of entrepreneurship, because I believe that we are all built for more in this life. Join me on this journey as I bring you guests and stories that will inspire and motivate you to live a life in full abundance. I'm on a mission to learn from the best and share why I know we are all built for more. Now grab a seat, hit the play button, and let's get to work.
Welcome back to another episode of the Built for More podcast. This is your host, Lane Taylor. Welcome to another solo episode. I tell you, I'm really, again, if you've listened to some of these episodes, if you've listened to my interviews, I really enjoy these solo episodes, and today is going to be one of those ones. It's a quick one. It's one that I've been thinking about a lot, and then it's almost as if it's been confirmed with other interviews, other entrepreneurs, other business owners that I've interviewed on different types of podcasts and had the pleasure of conversing with. And I've thought, you know what, I'm going to do an episode on this. I want to do an episode on this because it's so simple. That's right. It's so simple. It's like what I'm going to speak to is it's almost like too simple to put it into actions and put it into words. And it's just, again, we're just going to talk about it today, and it just keeps coming up. If something keeps coming up, I have to do an episode on it. I have to do an episode and share it with you, the listeners, and the Built for More community. So before we get into today's episode, if you have been following along, you know there is a ton of stuff that's going on in the community, and you know that we have so much going on when it comes to all the stuff on LinkedIn, all of our businesses on LinkedIn, helping you grow through podcasting, helping you get leads through podcasting, through lead generation. You know that we have strategy calls when it comes to podcasting. You know that we have lead generation. All of that stuff, you can simply shoot me a message on LinkedIn and or Instagram, and we can have a conversation, see if what we have going on in the Built for More community is for you, or if you want to strategize on how possibly podcasting could fit into your funnel. Maybe we can talk about that too. So with that, this title of the episode is going to be basically how to get to the next level and what you do when you get there. And I don't feel like anyone's ever made it. No one has ever made it. You're always learning. You're always going through different stages and different seasons. And that's kind of what I want to talk about. And it's so very simple that it's, again, very elementary. And what made me realize this, I was interviewing and I was having a conversation with a very successful entrepreneur, and he made a statement, and I want to sit in this statement for a little bit. He said, when you move from one level to the next, most individuals within that level have the same talent. It's the ones that work harder and longer and go at it faster that move into the next level. And then when you get to that level, most likely the individuals have the same talents. Maybe they have the same gifts. Maybe they have the same work ethic, but you got to work that much harder, and you got to be able to do things differently at a different pace. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so elementary and it's so true. But as times have gone on and seasons have gone on in my life, in my business, in my businesses, every single time it seems as if I get to the next level, everyone within that pool of people have the same talents and gifts, and they've gotten there, but it's the ones that are willing to push through and just work a little bit harder. And what do I mean by that? Going at it just a little bit longer, going and having and surrounding yourself with just having one more conversation, having one more time or having one more hour of work, having one more, let's go back and say having one more conversation. I think that is what is so important and that is so powerful, and is that you can have one conversation that can completely change your life, can change your business, and get you to the next level. And it's going back. It's so elementary. It's so elementary. And sometimes I have to, you know, I'm talking to myself here and saying that if you want to get to the next level, you truly have to outwork the person beside you. You have to outwork the person beside you. There is no shortcuts. Hey, we can maybe get lucky and do this. The people that are at the level that you want to be have worked their butts off. Social media can tell you one thing, that it takes a month to do this and a month to do that, and all of a sudden you've made it. You've got all these followers. You've got all this income. Let me tell you, that's not reality. You have to work at it. And to get to the next level, you have to work at it harder than the person beside you. Let me say that again. To get where you want to go, you have to work harder than the person beside you. But then also the amazing part about it is if you want to get to that next level, if you want to get to the next level in your life, in your business, in your finances, pertain it to anything, go find the people that are coming back. A virtual mentor of mine who I have yet to meet, and one of these days I really hope to meet him, Ed Milet, has always said, he said, get advice from the people that are coming back on the road that you want to travel down. Think about that for a second. Take advice from the people that are coming back down the road that you are trying to travel from and to. It's so very true. And I've thought about this and I've thought about this and how I want to share this episode. And again, these past weeks that I've had interviews with individuals, they just put in the work and they surrounded themselves with the right people to get to that next level. And when they got to that next level, it all made sense because they were working their tails off. So this has been a very simple, quick episode, but I hope if you're listening to this, let's say, you know, if you listen to this on the release date, if you're listening to it, look, to get where you want to go, you're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to sow the seed. You're going to have to do that. And it's okay, because if you talk to the individuals that are where you want to go, they will sit there and they'll be, if they're truthful, they will say, hey, I'll just work my tail off. I really just work my tail off. And at the end of the day, that's what I want to be able to tell individuals, tell into people that I coach with, that I do strategy sessions with, that I've worked my tail off. And that is what it's going to take. And so if you think this episode has been helpful, do me a favor, share it with someone that you may be doing your business with, and you guys are going to put the pedal to the metal. You guys are just going to work that much harder to get done and get where you want to go. And in your business, in your life, just outwork the person beside you. That's all it's going to take. Just outwork the person beside you. Guys, thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Built for More podcast. I truly value your time. I thank you. And we'll see you next time on another episode of the Built for More podcast.